I've been very interested in the phenomena of what the intelligence and military is called black sites. A black site is a place where the very existence of the place is a secret. And that's something that I'm very interested in as an artist, because there's a whole tradition in art of thinking about landscapes and understanding what does the world look like. Well, what does a landscape look like that isn't supposed to be there, that nobody will acknowledge? So this is a political question, but this is also an aesthetic question. Like, really, like literally, what does that look like, a place that's secret? In terms of the technique itself, it involves using cameras, lenses, telescopes that are designed for taking pictures of distant planets or other stars or faraway galaxies even, and applying those to taking pictures of things on the ground. Now, it turns out that it's harder to take a picture of something on the ground that's 30 or 40 miles away than it is to take a picture of Jupiter, for example, which is hundreds of millions of miles away. The reason for that is that, think about if you're looking up at Jupiter, you're looking through about 5 or 6 miles of thick atmosphere. The atmosphere starts to thin out and turns into space pretty quickly, actually. If you're taking a picture of something on the ground 30 miles away, you know, you're essentially looking through 6 times as much air as you are if you're looking up at the sky. And there's so much heat and so much haze and so much turbulence in the atmosphere that the photons that make up light are literally coming apart from each other. Color is literally coming apart. And consequently, it's much harder to get any detail out of what it is that you're looking at. You come up against the physical limit of vision. That is really what you see in the photograph, is you see vision falling apart.